Title: OSHA publishes responses to frequently asked questions on worker safety during COVID-19 pandemic. Content: On July 2, 2020, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, published an FAQ webpage based on COVID-19-related inquiries that the agency received from the public. The FAQ page provides a central location for information and links on a variety of topics related to best practices to ensure worker safety and protect workers' rights during the ongoing pandemic. Although the majority of the guidance contained in OSHA's responses is not new, employers should review the FAQ page to ensure their health and safety policies and procedures follow OSHA's recommendations. This article lists the topics covered by the new FAQ page and identifies a few topics that may be of particular interest to employers. FAQ topics covered. The FAQs are grouped by topic and cover the following: general information, cleaning and disinfection, construction cloth face coverings, employer requirements, healthcare, personal protective equipment, restrooms and hand washing facilities, retaliation, return to work, testing for COVID-19 training worker protection concerns. The FAQ responses within each topic contain links to various guidelines and recommendations issued by OSHA and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Thus, the primary utility of the new FAQ page is to assist employers and workers with locating federal safety and health guidance elsewhere on the listed topics. Employers seeking additional analysis on federal guidance should also consult the Employer's Guide to COVID-19 and Emerging Workplace Issues and this blog's articles on returning employees to work, infection control measures for offices, employee testing, and employee temperature checks. Specific FAQ responses. For employers to note, the responses on the FAQ page vary between limited general information containing links to other federal guidance and more detailed recommendations by OSHA on specific issues. The responses below quote and summarize OSHA's position on FAQs that may be of particular interest to employers and identify additional relevant information for employers to consider. Question: should workers wear a cloth face covering while at work, in accordance with the CDC recommendation for all people to do so when in public? A. OSHA generally recommends that employers encourage workers to wear face coverings at work. However, OSHA also instructs that E. employers have the discretion to determine whether to allow employees to wear cloth face coverings in the workplace based on the specific circumstances present at the worksite. OSHA then identifies the following examples of when an employer may determine that wearing cloth face coverings presents or exacerbates a hazard. The cloth face covering could become contaminated with chemicals used in the work environment, causing workers to inhale the chemicals that collect on the face covering. The cloth face coverings might become damp from workers breathing or collect infectious material from the work environment, e.g., droplets of other people's infectious respiratory secretions, over the duration of a work shift. Workers may also need to use PPE that is incompatible with the use of a cloth face covering, e.g., an N95 filtering facepiece respirator. OSHA further advises that here cloth face coverings are not appropriate in the work environment or during certain job tasks, e.g., because they could become contaminated or exacerbate heat illness. Employers can provide PPE, such as face shields and/or surgical masks, instead of encouraging workers to wear cloth face coverings. Thus, OSHA's response essentially advises that employers should have employees wear some form of face covering, whether it be cloth or PPE, where cloth face coverings provide insufficient protection. Question: is an employer required to notify other employees if a worker gets COVID-19 or tests positive for COVID-19? A. OSHA does not require employers to notify other employees if one of their coworkers gets COVID-19. However, OSHA also advises that employers must take appropriate steps to protect other workers from exposure to COVID-19 in the workplace, which may include notifying other workers to monitor themselves for signs/symptoms of COVID-19 after learning of an employee's confirmed case. OSHA's response further notes that the CDC recommends employers determine which employees may have been